Why did we start over so many times? we're gonna intro with this laughing. Hello, welcome.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Are we gonna?
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. I'm so scared. That's the teaser. I'm so scared.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, compose yourself. Ready? Everybody, my name is Jenny.
And I'm Victoria.
And welcome to the first ever podcast of Stuff We Don't Learn in School.
Yeah, let's go.
Nice. Okay, so this is the introductory podcast. So we're just gonna introduce like what we're doing here, what our project is, and who we are. So let's start off with Victoria. What is Stuff We Don't Learn in School?
You know, by the name, I think most of you already know what the goal is.
Yeah.
But it's the idea of covering some stuff that we don't talk about in school and relating it to what we know already. I know there are a lot of really cool graphics on Instagram and a lot of other platforms where, for example, history lessons that we don't cover in school. And it's really awesome and seeing people share it, being able to like send out information and just talk to people about it and talk to your friends about it. But the one thing I think we found that was tough was, how does this relate to me and what I learned?
Exactly. I know. Like in school, right? We learn about like all of these different cool things, and education is such a cool and interesting thing and like knowledge. But so often we learn about all of these things and we never learn like how this is applied to the real world, you know? Yeah. And so Stuff We Don't Learn in School is trying to like see that deeper context and like that deeper meaning to all of these different topics and how it actually does relate to life. Like one, why they're actually important. Two, like what we didn't learn about all of these amazing topics and how they apply to the real world.
Yeah, my favorite teacher. Shout out to Hildy. Hildy always says, once you learn more things and you keep learning, you'll realize everything is interconnected. Everything relates to everything, and that's just life. So that's basically the end goal. We're trying to show how everything connects and then what you can do about it.
Exactly. So, you know, this is obviously like a very broad purpose. It's kind of ambitious. So how are we kind of breaking this down, Victoria?
Yeah, right now we're doing three parts. You know, three is the lucky number. No, I'm kidding. That's not why we that's not why we thought of it either.
It's the strongest number. Isn't that in like physics, right? Like triangles are the strongest like way to build something? Or something
I think so, but also I don't know, dude.
I wasn't the greatest at physics.
So the project is broken down into the podcast, a newsletter, and some resources.
Yeah, so the podcast. This podcast is mainly just to get, I guess, you guys, the listeners, understanding, like, why you should know about these things and why they can't just be, like, breezed over, why it's important for us to learn about these things. So that's kind of the purpose of this podcast. I'm a real big believer in the power of, you know, conversation and actually hearing other people talking about things and, you know, their opinions on things and their experiences. And so I think hearing that really is instrumental in getting others and ourselves to understand, you know, more about the world around us. So that's the podcast and welcome.
Yeah, welcome. And one thing I want to add is the best quote I've seen in a really long time is, you can't debate an experience.
Yes. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. That was an A1 quote right there.
Exactly. And for the newsletter, it's more so diving into a specific issue. Our podcast, newsletter, and resources are all synchronous. So whatever topic we cover those 2 weeks, we'll be talking about it through like various ways.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like more in depth, but you need to know it, you know, because this podcast is telling you like why you need to know it, The newsletter is this is
what you need
what
to know.
You need to know.
So the newsletter breaks down specific concepts that relate to issues happening right now and just important things that everyone should keep in the back of their head. And it's structured as what we learned, what we didn't, and now what. So yeah. Now that you've learned the connection between cellular respiration and something else, now what do you do? It's in your head. Exactly. But like,
oh, and the newsletter for it might be like a turn off of a word for a lot of people. Newsletter, it's like news. Ew, I hate reading the news, you know. But no, it's actually it's in a really nice format, right? So we have a website that you can just sign up in for the newsletter, and then it'll just like email you once a week, once every 2 weeks. And it's just like a quick read, and it's in really easy to understand English. You know, it's no Shakespearean play or whatever, but it's a fun read as well. Like we have our writers, Sam, especially, she's like super good at writing. Her writing is absolutely amazing. It's so, so insanely fun to read. So that's our newsletter. It's really approachable. I really like that.
Yeah, and we chose newsletter or an email format because I think whenever you go on your email, you're like, I'm going to be productive. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to hammer out these tasks. Yeah. But also we have everything on our social media too. So if you prefer scrolling through Instagram, seeing graphics and digesting information in that way.
We have an amazing graphic designer who takes care of that as well. We love you, Gloria. Okay. And then the last kind of part of this trifecta of information is the resources.
That can definitely go a lot of different ways, but the purpose of the resource is, okay, you've listened, you know the why, you've read, now you know what specifically. So now that you have all this information in your head, we know you can't care about everything. We can't care about everything. Like, nobody can. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
But when you do care and when you do find something and you think it needs to be shared, how can you actually do that?
Yeah.
And how can you actually see where simulating models actually applies in the context of your community, your family, your identity, and trying to make those connections specific to you and answer the questions of why do I have to learn this or why should I care? So that's the last part of it.
It's kind of like, you know, you go on Instagram and then you see all of these amazing, beautiful infographics that teach you about so many things. But really the only thing that you can do with them is share them, right? The only thing that you can do is just repost it on your Instagram story. And that is, I'm not saying that that is not effective, because it is effective. Like, that's how I've learned so much over these past couple of months. But, you know, that's the only thing that seems that you can do. So these resources like allow you this other pathway of like what you can do.
Yeah. And I know there's a lot of things. Be sure to text numbers that accounts tell you to text and sign petitions call your local representatives. And we know sometimes it can feel like, you know, I sign it, I text it. Like
there's nothing.
You know, it's like I'm getting ghosted. Like, might as well not send that text. But sometimes it can feel like your actions don't matter because there's so many people in the world. Every issue seems larger than life. And the resource just tries to point you towards a more specific way to take action in the context of what you're good at, what the people around you are doing, and what the issues look like surrounding your community.
Yeah, it's like signing those petitions and contacting all of your representatives. They do make a difference, guys. Like, they really do help. But these resources are going to be a little direct and a little bit more personal as to like what you can do, what you can do to learn more, what you can do to like explain this topic to your community, all of those different things. And I think that's, you know, it's like educating yourself more and educating those around you a little bit more. And that's really special as well. Mm-hmm. So that is our project, right? That is stuff we don't learn in school. We also, in this introductory podcast, wanted to go over some disclaimers, because stuff we don't learn in school is almost a little derogatory towards like the education system. And I think we all know that the education system isn't perfect, but we do want to say some disclaimers. So first off, we want to recognize that both Victoria and I have so far gotten an absolutely phenomenal education. You know, we go to a fairly high-ranked school in the suburbs, and we're just so grateful for, like, the education that we've had and the teachers that we've had. But we just want to fill in some holes.
Yeah, I think it's tough. This is how I would call it. You know, the squiggles when you write a text, bold with the squiggles, with the squiggles like capturing it. It's like Jenny said, not meant to be derogatory. Sam wrote in the newsletter, this project is a testament to the best parts of education. It's like almost like a love letter to what we like. Education can really serve as the basis for change, and knowing something and knowing how to apply it can empower literally the next generation of leaders, activists, communicators, people who make change.
Agreed.
So, yeah, we know we go to a public school that has so many resources with a great community, and it's in the suburbs. So our experiences and what we've learned are in no way representative of everyone who's listening or everyone in the world.
Exactly. Like, if we weren't in an environment where we thought, you know, we were encouraged to be ourselves and to learn more and do all of these things, then we wouldn't be starting this project, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely, like, we're so grateful for the education that we've been given. But we also recognize that in the 12 years that we are eventually going to be in this system, they can't teach us everything. I mean, even in an infinite amount of time, you can never be taught everything. That's just insane. But again, we're just trying to fill in some gaps of what we think are important and things that the school district or just education hasn't taught us, either because they didn't want to fill it into the curriculum due to varying opinions out there, because curriculum usually is restricted by where you get funding from. But also, like, stuff that wasn't taught just because they didn't have time to cover it within the school year. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we only have so much time. You know, it's 12 years and it's however many, 6 months? No.
Nine months.
Oof. Okay, I can't do time. But it's just filling in those gaps as well. So those are our disclaimers. Now about us. Hi. I'm Jenny.
Yeah, and I'm Victoria. I really hope you didn't forget. That would be insane. But no, yeah, we're just going to intro ourselves, kind of what we like doing, what we're interested in, who we are.
Yeah. So we're going to introduce ourselves just so you know who you're dealing with and who you're stuck with. Okay, so my name is Jenny. I recently turned 17 years old. And I am a rising senior at my school district, so I'm almost done. The end is near, but also it's scary but exciting at the same time.
And I'm Victoria. I will be 16 soon. I like to say I'm 16. And I am a junior, excited for the year. You know, we'll see what junior year holds.
Yeah. Good luck.
Have fun. Okay. Yeah. Good luck. Have fun. And I am really interested in film. I really like watching movies. I enjoy talking. I don't know how much teachers like it, but I do enjoy adding my two cents to classes.
Yes, you do.
And I really like. Oh my gosh, talking. I don't have anything else I like.
You like so many things, Victoria. You like observing.
That sounds a little
just gave me the, like, most condescending look.
It's like,
said that. But it's true. Like, Victoria's a very observational person, right? She, like, is very analytical and, like,
when I download Tinder, when I'm 21, first thing, I'm very observational.
Whenever you match with somebody, like, hey, how are you? I know everything about you.
Observational, quirky, and witty. Imagine how many right sliders, guys.
Oh my gosh. That's Victoria. I'm interested in conversation. I mean, I think we both are. Our personal, if anybody were to listen to, like, Victoria and I's personal conversations, Okay, one, there's a lot of tea there, so. And then two, like, they tend to get very, very deep. A lot more deep than I'm used to with anybody else. Like, we'll go on tangents about, like, I don't know, how we feel about certain, like, controversial situations and, like, different takes. I think we're both, like, very, very interested in the other perspective or, like, perspectives that we haven't thought of before. And just, like, understanding those other things. So, yeah, that's what I'm interested in. I like talking to people and I like learning about and listening to their perspectives. In addition to that, I really like the Blue Planet 2 soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. I think it's really good.
What is that? What is that?
He's like, he composed, like, the soundtrack to Blue Planet 2.
What's Blue Planet
2? No, it's like, it's a documentary.
No way.
I think it's like BBC made it.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I like orchestral pieces. I play in the orchestra.
Yeah,
if you couldn't tell. And then we both do speech and debate. That's probably why we like to talk so much. I think me liking talking and words is because of speech and debate, and definitely not the other way around.
Yeah, I think. I like talking because, as like Jenny said earlier, while this is trying to challenge the way we learn and how and what we learn, teachers make a really big difference. I think I started talk because in third grade, I had a really nice teacher who encouraged me to use my voice. And I was really shy before. Like, I would not talk at all.
Baby Victoria, that's so cute.
I was so silent.
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's so funny.
I think I was like that kid who gets called on because they don't raise their hand enough.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wait, that's actually so weird.
I know, it's weird.
The opposite of you right now.
Because it 180'd. And it's not to say that being shy is like super bad, but it's like if you're naturally introverted, I think, like, you know, you like your alone time. But for me, it was like I was afraid of sharing what I thought because I thought I would be wrong or wouldn't be perfect. But having a teacher there made me really feel more confident in my voice and what I thought and just sharing that with other people. So that's kind of
so cute. Oh, my gosh. I love that. No, yeah. I don't know. Speech and debate has definitely been instrumental in both of our lives in more ways than just the blanket of we got good at public speaking. Did we get good at public speaking?
I don't know. That's up for debate.
Anyways.
Maybe if, you know, we blow this up, we get some people listening, we'll do
like two maybe.
We'll do a Q&A or something.
Oh my gosh, a Q&A.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be hilarious. Dude, imagine like answering questions about like what is your dog's name? I don't have a dog. I want a dog.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want a dog?
I mean, not particularly. I can't. Okay, this makes me sound really weird, but I don't
cat
mind.
Person?
No, I don't mind not having cats or dogs or pets in general.
So Victoria is neither a cat nor a dog person. She's in this third other dimension that's like
I'm not
a person. Oh. Okay, maybe not an animal person. She likes humans more.
That also sounds so odd. This taken out of context would be very weird. But that's the basic gist. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, where we'll be posting a lot of stuff. It's at Stuff We Don't Learn in School. And sign up for the newsletter.
Like, the newsletter is so cool. I highly recommend signing up for it.
Yeah, and our website is stuffwedontlearnatschool.org. So you guys can check it out, and it'll have everything on there. All of our archives, who we are, and just contacting us and things like that.
And signing up for the newsletter. Okay, so tune in next Sunday for the first real episode, right? This is the introductory. So the first real episode, we're going to be talking about the idea of education and our experiences in the education system. Yeah. Okay. So every podcast, okay, little tidbit about Victoria and I. In our conversations, we quote other people so much. I will literally FaceTime Victoria and be like, bro, I just heard the most insane quote. And then we'll go on a tangent about that quote for like hours on end. Yeah. So we're obsessed with quotes. And so every podcast, we're going to end with a quote. So this week, somebody very influential in my life actually introduced this quote to me. It's by Howard Thurman, and, you know, a little background behind the person behind the quote. So according to Boston University, Howard Washington Thurman played a leading role in social justice movements in the 20th century. So he was a key leader in a lot of nonviolent civil rights movements and was actually a mentor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And his quote is, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that, because what the world needs is people who have come alive."